Shanti. It's a greeting of peace, Om Shanti, to all of you, and a very warm welcome. It's warm, isn't it? Very warm welcome to all of you in this sacred place of Madhuban, Mount Abu, Rajasthan, India. Here we are, together in India. And my name is Judy. I'm part of the Peace of Mind organizing team. And this evening we have a couple special events for you to welcome you, to orient you to the week, to the retreat, and some special welcomes from some special people who live here on the mountain, so you can understand a little bit about this place. But we're going to begin with a classical Indian welcome dance by our beautiful sister Danya, who is here from Karnataka to dance for you. So please welcome her.
सजता मूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से भारत माँ का सजा है आंगन परम पिता के प्यारों से
मंदिर सजता मूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से भारत माँ का सजा है आंगन
स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम महका चिर बसंत है
आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है
शुभ स्वागतम शत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम शत स्वागतम आशाओं के दीप जले विश्वासों में हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के खिलेंगे साथ हमारे आप चले नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना अपनों का संबंध है
Thank you.
स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सब का संकल्प है राजयोग से ही होना अब जग का कायाकल्प है
स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सब का संकल्प है राजयोग से ही होना अब जग का कायाकल्प है
तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा हमने किया बुलंद है तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं अनंत है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम
शुभ स्वागतम
शुभ स्वागतम
Isn't that beautiful? So by the end of the week, you'll all be dancing like that. Okay? Hopefully in your minds, at least. Okay. So again, a warm welcome. And this evening is about orienting you to the place, to the program, and a little bit to each other. So I'm going to do a quick check of the group and see, I guess, how you're doing right now. How many of you were on two or three airplanes to get here? Oh, wow, look around. Anyone on four? Oh, my. Okay, how are you feeling? Hot? Sleepy? Okay, so this will be a short evening. Also, I think, just to, for all of you to see, if you could just stand up by region, that would give all of you a sense of who's in the room. So who here came from the Americas, which includes, so stand up, Canada, U.S., Caribbean, South America, Central America. Okay, so look around. Welcome, Americas. Here we go. Yay! Thank you. All right. How about Africa? Who is here from the beautiful continent of Africa and all its countries. Look at that. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. How about Europe and Middle East and Eastern Europe included? Oh, my. Okay. Look around. Very good. Russia. Where's the Russian group? There they are. Wonderful. Welcome. And Asia Pacific. So that's all of Asia and New Zealand and Australia. Oh my, look at that. Oh, fantastic. Welcome. Welcome to all of you. Well, I think you were, just to let you know, you were welcomed here today by a team of beautiful faces on reception. Do you remember these people who took your visa and your passport and gave you a room? So all of those people were from the Americas. Could the Americas team of Peace of Mind stand up, please? Reception team? Some of them are laying flat right now because that was a big day. Okay, so there were many more than Debbie. Okay. And from the accommodation team, it was the Africa BK Centers who took care of accommodation. Who's here from the accommodation Peace of Mind team? Again, they may be resting right now. Okay. All right. And Asia Pacific is hosting this entire retreat. So So from the Asia Pacific Peace of Mind team, come out on stage, Joe. Michael, you can put your hand up. There you go. There we go. And from Europe, hosting from Europe team. This is part of the big hosting team as well. And Shruti coming in the back door is our Indian-based Peace of Mind. Wave, Shruti. She's made sure you have name tags and many other very important things. So you can see it's an international group hosting Iceland. Iceland? Oh my goodness. We don't include you in Europe, do we? Iceland's here. Thank you, Iceland. Welcome, welcome. Thank you. So international team hosting an international event with an international family. That's all of you. So this evening I'd like to introduce you, first of all, to Sudesh Didi. And Didi means older sister, older beloved sister. So Sudesh Didi is here as one of the co-directors of this campus. So there are three main campuses here, and she is the director of this one with another sister. And she's just begun the job, actually. She was serving in Germany as the director of the Brahmakumaris in Germany and co-directing in Europe all of the centers there, but is basically an international sister to all of us. So I'd like to welcome Sudesh Didi, and she will welcome you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Perhaps you have heard this expression many times since you have come in the morning, some morning, saying each other, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. How many of you have heard this first time? But heard even today many times, yeah? Okay. The meaning of course, Om Shanti, any time prayers are done, Amen, right? Shanti. In the same way, it's Om Shanti. We greet each other with this expression of Om Shanti. So this is why definitely you have not heard this evening, but you have heard during the day many times. So it's not first time in this aspect. But it's very important also, what we hear, we understand. And when understanding is there, then feelings are also connected with it. If we hear, for example, something in other language, we hear. But if we don't understand, it doesn't make any sense to us. Right? But this Om Shanti is the greeting which is universal, applied to all of us. No matter it's India, Europe, or any continent, east, west, north, south. Because Shanti, of course, you have heard many times. But Om Shanti, these two words together. Om means I am. I become aware of my true self. And Shanti means peace. Now I, as you go, you are here, gradually you understand the definition of real I and my. But I means the existence of my own self. And so when I become aware of my true self and what I deep look within myself or what I'm actually wishing for the whole world or want to experience myself as well as those who are living on this planet, what is the most important thing, and that is for peace. So, Shanti means peace, and peace begins with the self. So, Om means myself. I am a peaceful soul, and greetings of good night or Om Shanti. When I am feeling good, I will be peaceful. So good night, shall I say good night, good evening, or shall I say Om Shanti first? Good evening, because all of you are present here, and it is greetings of the day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. So what we wish in our life, from morning till night, from night till morning, feel good. And feeling good is power, or actually the purpose of the life while we are here on this planet. Because we are aware, we are here. And we are here to experience ourselves. The purpose of life is to experience my true self, and at the same time express myself to others, what I am, true self, and also have the experience of their true self when we communicate with each other, interact with each other, we are connected with each other in whichever way, whether we are in a family or we are working together, or we are friends or associated in any way, in any area. But most important aspect is inner peace, internal and external peace. Peace in my own self, peace with you. So peace with you, peace with me will generate the peace in an environment where we are, in the family we are living, and wherever we are working. So greetings of peace means Om Shanti. Welcome. This session is welcoming, most welcome. But on the other side I feel that I am meeting very beautiful sparkling diamonds, the sparkling diamonds, shining stars, on this planet, part of my eternal family. And in family, you have come home. Right? So I would say, welcome home. And yet, as you are invited specially, and so forth, this invitation is for the celebration of the 25th anniversary, Inner Way Silver Jubilee, of this program that we make every year here in Gyan Sarovar. Peace of mind. Peace of mind. And but Om Shanti, it's not only peace of mind, but it begins with mind. Mind is the power of thinking, and thought means creativity of the inner mind, not of the brain, but of the mind. Oh, I have been thinking over this subject for so long a time. My mind was confused. I didn't understand. My intellect begins to think more about it, understand. So mind is one aspect of my existence, and that is beginning with positive, pure and powerful thoughts. Positive energy of the self begins with peace. Mind, peace begins with mind. War also begins from the mind. And so in order to create peace, we need to understand how to maintain peace, how to create peace, how to share peace, how to spread peace. And so this is why intellect also has to understand the significance. And then most important aspect is experience. And so you are invited here not only just to know, but to be, to experience and to enjoy the atmosphere which is generated here with the power of peace on the basis of understanding, right understanding, and at the same time those who are experiencing every breath we take in, we breathe in, we breathe out, expresses what is the inner feeling. And so you yourself will experience peace, love, happiness, harmony as you are here for a few days. You yourself will experience this, so I do not need to elaborate on this. You have come to the place which is called Gyan Sarovar. This premises, this place is named, the academy is known as Gyan Sarovar. This place complex is called. We have many complexes that which you will see during your stay here. This one is called Gyan Sarovar, especially to know ourselves, to know the purpose of our life. But Gyan Sarovar, Gyan means knowledge, Gyan means wisdom, Gyan means light, Gyan means understanding. But it is Gyan Sarovar, and Sarovar means lake. Man Sarovar, a lake where you enjoy. There is a story that there is a special lake where you went, you take a dip in it. When someone is poor becomes wealthy, someone is sick becomes healthy, someone is old becomes young. So it is like transformation takes place. Of course the body remains the same, but some transformation takes place in within. And when within transformation takes place, of course whatever physical form is also become healthy, life becomes wealthy and also happy. So it's a lake of transformation, purification, cleansing ourselves, becoming an ordinary thinker to extraordinary, a being with divine thoughts and love, sharing same thoughts of benevolence for others as well. So it is a Gyan Sarovar where regular study is taken place, and every day we get the golden thoughts, divine thoughts, and we practice this to transform ourselves from whatever weaknesses, defects, realizations are, to transform ourselves with clear understanding and with realization of who am I, what am I, what is my purpose of life, and how can I fulfill my wish of making my fellow being happy, healthy, divine and wealthy on this planet. This is what, that is, you are here. And as you are move further, certainly you will experience yourself. Once again, hearty welcome. There are no words, but heart is welcoming, my eyes are welcoming, my feeling is welcoming, and all of us, our vibrations are welcome. We welcome with the feelings of beautiful flowers of love, respect, happiness, and divine thoughts that you are special souls, sparkling diamonds, shining stars. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And the other greeting is Namaste. Namaste is the greeting which we welcome our friends, our guests, and you dear brothers and sisters. Mount Abu is a very special place. It's the international headquarters for the Brahma Kumaris. In 1950, from Karachi, the Brahma Kumaris moved to Mount Abu. And this place was chosen to be for meditation, for reflection, for contemplation. But this is a very special place. If you look at it, if you look at the Wikipedia or any other event, it's the oldest place on the earth because the world started from here. You know, the rocks here are from the volcanic rocks, ingenious rocks are there. And it has history, it has heritage, it has drama. You would find long old temples here. And then you will find a beautiful lake which has mythology with it. They say that staying in Mount Abu, like in India we consider very sacred that you should donate a cow to anyone. So they say that if you stay for one night in Mount Abu, it is like donating 1,000 cows, which is so sacred. It's so special. And it has a beautiful environment. I first came to Mount Abu in 1970 when I was a medical student and I fell in love with this place. But I never imagined that I would come and live here for good. And it was in 91 when this hospital was planned and conceived, I was invited here to be part of the hospital team. But this place is fabulous. You know, you walk for a kilometer and you are in solitude. You find this place has almost 950 species of vegetation and about 246 varieties of birds. It's a heaven for bird watchers. And it's like you feel as if you are in your own world. If you don't want to interact with the outside world, when you go to the city, you'll find the big crowd. Every weekend, there's a large number of tourists coming from all across India, mostly from Gujarat. They come for a weekend here. But this place has its special charm. The British, you know, during the British regime, they found it kind of a... they're resting here. And they have school, they created schools for children. That was somewhere in Middle. There are still, you'll find, there's Todd's Rock and Trevor Tank and Trevor Lake and so many things that the British have left. But this place is the international headquarters from the Brahma Kumaris and also a Jain pilgrimage place. All across the Jains come here to pray and worship. And this temple is unique. You can just imagine when there were no roads, there were no walkways. But the marble was brought on horsebacks and elephant back and this temple was created. When you visit this temple, you will know for yourself how beautiful is the carving, how beautiful are the whole mythology is created on the rooftop. And you would just see how they have done it. So Mount Abu is a very special place. There are historians, the Chinese historians and the African historians who have visited and wrote about this place. So this place carries a spiritual aura and I'm sure in the coming days you will have very good time here because this has been a place for tapasya, the place for meditation. Even now there are a lot of saints and sages who live in the caves here. There are a lot of people who come and stay here for a couple of weeks. And like Swami Vivekananda, the one who even toured America at that time, he lived here. Guru Nanak Dev, the religious leader of the Sikhs, visited here. And so many people, even in the recent past, when this place was chosen by the Brahma Kumaris, they were not aware that this has a special significance. Only thing is, this place had so many palaces because it was a group of almost 400 people who were to live. To find place for them to live, you needed a big place. So every princely state of Rajasthan has their palace. Most of them have either been converted into hotels or they have been converted into schools. So Alwar Palace, Bikaner Palace, name the state and you'll find it. So this place was full of large houses. So that's why the Brahma Kumaris could find a place for 400 people to live together. And it is a community which has grown in 1950 for 400 to almost more than a million today. We have centers across India and almost across 140 countries of the world. The message is very simple, what Didi described, Om Shanti. Peace is our true nature, peace is our foundation, and peace can lead to compassion, peace can lead to concept of living harmoniously, peace can give us stability, peace can give us strength. So that is what the Om Shanti word means, that this is the word which can unite the whole world, which can soothe people's warring minds. I'm sure if people practice meditation, if they reflect, if they have shift in consciousness, then we can live peacefully and lead a very happy and prosperous life. When that sister was dancing and she was welcoming, the words which she used, I hope they were translated. She talked of infinite joy and unlimited happiness and auspicious happiness. So that's what we all strive. Happiness should be our birthright rather. Today if we are unhappy or if we don't feel at rest, it is because we need to really understand the purpose of life and the way we have been, brought here. And it is very important. India is a land of spirituality, and from here the whole world would have that message of peace, happiness and prosperity. I'm sure you'll enjoy the coming days, you'll be comfortable, and you'll really experience that eternal happiness, eternal peace. So I'm sure we would be very happy to host you all these days, and you will have comfortable stay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Pratap. Always, I feel the warmth of the place when you speak about it, the magic and the warmth. And now, Michael Timmins, sitting at the end here. I wonder where Joe is. We should probably do this now, shouldn't we? Yeah, okay. So I'm going to ask you to see, when you look at the two of them, you have to know. So there's another version of this body, looks a bit like this. So that is Joe Timmins, and this is Michael Timmins. Can you tell the difference? Yeah, pay attention this week, because they sometimes play jokes. So Michael and Joe and Frank could stand up. These three, with our sister Margaret Newton, were the ones with Daddy Prakashmani to create this retreat you are about to participate in. It was a vision more than 25 years ago, and it came to fruition. I'm going to ask Michael to please describe that story, that journey that has brought all of you into this room from so many different places. Michael.
Thank you, Judy. Om Shanti, and a hearty welcome to you all. And I wanted just to... got the translate. Good. So, let's not... Okay. Hearty welcome. About 50 years ago, close to 50 years ago, I was fortunate enough to start studying this meditation when I was living in London. And the BKs, as we call ourselves, were very small in those days. And we've been coming to this place, a small group from that generation of BK students have been coming here for close to 50 years. It's quite amazing when you think about it. And in the mid-90s, a group of us had a desire to create an event, a program, that is what you're sitting in now. And the process was to give people an experience that we had, the magic that we had that changed our lives, transformed our lives. And because many people would ask our experiences and what was it like and all this sort of thing. And things change, of course, and they never stay the same. But we had to put together a proposal to a program outline to get permission from Daddy Prakashmani, who was the head of the Brahma Kumaris at that time. And we had the program outline, but we didn't have a title. And I was going to ask if you could have a look at the back of the hall. You'll see what we call our ancestors, our BK ancestors. And we were fortunate enough of those that came at those years to meet a good majority of these daddies and dadders that started the BKs. And there's a woman in the middle with lovely long black hair, and she was the first administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris at the ripe old age of 17. And she was called Mama. And Mama spoke English. And we had this dilemma. We had to fax the proposal for the retreat to Daddy in 95 to get permission to run it, but we had no title, and we were listening to one of Mama's classes, and in English she used the word peace of mind, peace of mind. We said, that's the title. Put the title in and faxed it through. Overnight, Daddy Prakashmani gave us permission for a whole week to take over Gyan Sarovar and invite. This is the only program for foreign guests. You're very fortunate. Once a year, we get this opportunity where all our sisters and brothers in all the campuses here in Gyan Sarovar, Pandit Bhavan, you'll see later on in the week, the hospital, and so many people in the kitchen, in the accommodation. We couldn't do it without them. So this is peace of mind number 26, and we're going to do our very best to emulate the magic of these ancestor souls, because, and Brahma Baba, you'll hear his story later on in the week, and how they've welcomed you in many different ways. And so we really hearty welcome. We believe you will be challenged this week. If you're not, I hope you do. And the peace of mind is really a gift to you to enable you to build on what has brought you here in the first place. Build up on your meditation experience, your journey of life, your quest for knowledge, and quest to become, people learn meditation really to become better people. And then we will share some tools and coaching and reflection and learning techniques that will, in just 7 days, it will go very quickly. And you will see why Mount Abu, as Dr. Pratap has said, is such a magical historical place. And you will experience what has been keeping us coming here for 50 years. So it's a privilege and an honour to be part of the team that hosts this retreat. And it always starts, usually on the 2nd of October. And did you notice there was not much traffic around today? Did you notice that? Well, it's been pretty busy, and today was very quiet, because today is Mahatma Gandhi's birthday. It's one of the national holidays of India. And so it's a double welcome in many cultural ways. So a hearty Om Shanti, a welcome, a namaste, and we look forward to spending this week with you, and have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. So the last, well, there's two more elements to this evening. One is the part that's very practical, which I will go through now with you, and then the next part is the gift-giving ceremony. So always on the first night, we like to welcome people with a small gift and a sweet and a beautiful word of intention, kind of like a mirror for you. So we'll do that. and then an early evening for dinner and hopefully bed. Sound good? Sound good? Okay. Because I don't know what time zone you're on, but it's actually 7 p.m. now. Okay? So internal clock, set it to 7 p.m. So if you're sleeping by 8:30 or 9, wouldn't that be great? Okay. So everyone has a room. Yes, a very simple room. It might be a room that looks like a university college residence, because you are now living in a university, a spiritual university. Very simple, very plain, very clean. And we find that in the first day when we all arrive, some of us love our rooms immediately, and some of us don't love our rooms immediately, but do by day two or three. Whatever it takes to help you be comfortable, we will do the very best we can, given the rooms that we have available to offer you. So hopefully your rooms are okay. We've got two buildings, Harmony House, Vishnupuri, and a wonderful walking opportunity back and forth. You'll be in good shape by the end of the week. We have special little carts to help those move along who need. But it's a wonderful campus for movement and walking and just staying naturally healthy. As you know, all the food is vegetarian. But if you discover that you really love the vegan table, then please just let us know so that they can increase the number of meals they prepare in vegan and gluten-free. So that it's quite remarkable in India that you would find chili, non-chili, gluten-free, and vegan, dairy-free in one place. So that's because the kitchen team has bent over backwards to learn recipes that will please the palate of those who are vegan and gluten-free and non-chili. Okay? So anything that you need in the kitchen, please just let us know. But smile at those brothers. They have spent so much time making this place perfect for you. And the food, very appealing. We have a team that's come from Mumbai to serve you the food. It will be mostly women, and they will be standing there, and they will give you food with a smile. And if you want to make eye contact with them, then you get a drop of love with your food. Okay? So it's all set up to just feed heart, body, and soul. All. Okay? How many of you received a bag with a blue paper in it? Could you take out your blue paper, please? If you have it with you, and I'm going to suggest that you have this with you always, that this become like your guide for the week. This is the program schedule for the week, and I'd like to just walk through it generally so you know what's going to happen. Most of your sessions will happen in this hall. This is called Harmony Hall. But the morning sessions will happen in Meditation Hall, which is just below and around. You will find it, and the reason you have companions and guides is to help you find where you need to be. So ask them, please. Okay? But everyone has this, and you can hold it close for a moment and just really feel like this is your best friend for the rest of the week. Okay. All right, so you will see that every day begins in a very healthy way. Every day begins with two elements that are very critical for a healthy, balanced life. Physical movement of the body, gentle physical movement of the body, and meditation for the mind. So every day we will do one and then the other, and the next day we switch. We do the other and then the one. So every day we will do Qigong, we will do yoga, we will do chair yoga, yoga that's easy to do in an auditorium style. We will go on a nature walk And we will get to see the local village and the surroundings. Every morning we will have an opportunity to move our bodies in a very gentle, loving way. Then we will also have meditation every morning of the week. And we will start with very simple instruction. How many of you have a regular meditation practice now in your life? Lovely, wonderful. As Michael said, this will be adding to your existing practice. How many are meditating for the first time in kind of a dedicated way in this retreat? Very few of you, but some. Okay. So the meditation practice in the morning is meant to fit everybody. So you will learn the basics of Raja Yoga meditation, which is what we study here at the Brahmakumaris. Different than other meditation practices. So you will learn what's unique about this practice, and then you will practice it day after day, and we will add another element, a little more instruction, a new idea, and you will have the experience. So it'll be both a little instructional, but mostly you will be taken into a meditation experience so that you start your day feeling very peaceful. How does that sound? Beautiful, no? And you get that every day before breakfast. There will be tea and maybe a biscuit, if you're really lucky, set in your residences so that you could have something like that before you come if you like. But every morning we'll do that. Then you'll have a beautiful vegan breakfast or a vegetarian breakfast up in the dining hall. And you've seen there already, most of you, special cups, special table, place settings for you. So you're being treated like very royal guests. And then every day we will do a session, as you can see, mostly in this hall. So when the mind is a little fresher, morning time before lunch, we will get knowledge. As Didi says, this is Gyan Sarovar, the lake of knowledge or the lake of understanding. So we will introduce some of the main, I guess every meditation practice sits in a body of knowledge. You will get the basic knowledge of the Brahmakumaris meditation practice this week. And each day a different instructor or guide. How many of you know B.K. Shivani? Yeah. I mean, she's pretty famous worldwide. If you don't know her, you will really appreciate her. But she's coming to be with us, which is very special. She only has big, big halls now in TV programs, but she's coming to see us, a very relatively small group, and spend a couple of days with us. Sister Shilu from here, and we will have Manda and Sister Janti, who's the current co-administrative head of the Brahmakumaris. So you will have our top and best senior sisters, all sisters, because this organization is led by women. Lots of wonderful men around. And a very unique organization to have written in the bylaws that only ever the administrative leadership of the organization will be by women. So you will meet some beautiful, powerful yogi souls in women's bodies. And they will be doing most of our sessions for us. We'll always have a beautiful lunch and then either a break after lunch or a visit to somewhere special. And that could be the fruit park. We have a fruit picnic and games to have us move around. We visit the Global Hospital, where we will see Dr. Pratap again. Tomorrow, you notice, it's an open afternoon, so you can go shopping, if you like, and see the lake and go to the village. Every day, something special happens after lunch, and then we come back here in the afternoon for evening meditation together, so that we can collectively build power in this place and build power for the world. So the power of peace that we will generate this week is not just for us, but it is for the world. So these vibrations will go out. So every evening we will have meditation together, and we will have gentle, beautiful music and some guidance to help us meditate together. And we have a beautiful visit to Baba's Rock, which is a little bit of a hike where we get to go up to the top of a very short mountain, but we get to watch the sun go down over the plains of Gujarat and Rajasthan and meditate to the sun going down. As part of this, we will have three special moments, and we're calling them, you'll see, conversation group, number one, number two, number three. We have mixed you in little groups, so you'll be in a group with people from other countries. And in your small group, you'll get to basically debrief and chit-chat about what you're learning. So what strikes you, what's interesting, what questions you have, and you'll be in the same group three times. So this will become like a little friendship group that develops over the week, which is very beautiful. And in the same language, but mostly mixed countries. So you'll meet people, new people, which will be nice. And then you'll see we have a candlelight farewell dinner. It's a special dinner. And we have art from the heart. I will mention now, for all of you who have been gifted with some special talent, this would be the night where we share those special talents with each other and we entertain ourselves with the beauty of music or dance or storytelling or something, music. So that's the week-long program. It's built to be a good balance of physical movement, learning, meditation practice, visits, cultural events, and social time. Every day, tea will be ready for you, the special Indian chai tea, and popcorn on the dining room terrace. So by the end of the week, you should be living a very balanced, wholesome, healthy, peaceful, powerful week. How does this sound? Does it look good? It's what you came for?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We have been thinking about you for a very long time. We start thinking about you the minute last year's group leaves, and then we start talking about you probably early in the year, and then in May we get very serious about you and talking about the plan, and then we've been here for several days before you arrive to make sure everybody can be available to meet you and to offer wisdom and to offer guidance on this journey. So that's it for the program. Please keep it with you. The timings, the locations are pretty much fixed. If there's a change, we'll have an announcement and let you know. So, okay? Happy with that? Keep your program nearby? Okay, thank you. So I'll just say a couple of other practical things. All of the sessions will be recorded. So, and we will give you the YouTube links when it's finished so you could watch again a session you liked very much or that you might like to share with someone at home when you're trying to describe what you learned and you can't remember it all. You could say, but there was this one class I want you to see, so we will share that. We've asked the videographers to not take pictures of the group, just the stage, so you don't have to worry about being videotaped and being seen on YouTube. Okay? Is that okay? Yeah, okay. A couple of things. You have heard probably already the music. Suddenly there's music all over the campus, and it's quite loud. And you notice some people stop. And maybe you haven't stopped yet. But I'll invite you now to stop next time you hear that music. The words we don't understand. They're in Hindi. Most of us don't understand. But we know that they're inviting us inside to be peaceful, to stop, to remember that we're beings of light, to remember a divine presence. They're basically what we call traffic control. So you get a red light and the traffic stops, we get music and the traffic of our mind stops. So I'll invite you to join those who stop and stay silent just for 3 minutes and treat it as a practice throughout the day to come back inside yourself. No matter where your thoughts are going, come back to yourself and just be peaceful for a couple of minutes, okay? So that's traffic control. I brought my bottle of water here because I wanted you to witness me drinking from this bottle. May I suggest very strongly that you only ever take water into your mouth from a bottle while you're here. If you pour it in a glass, that's okay. But only drink bottled water, please. It is the water that we know to be clean enough, pure enough, that for the Western digestive system that is not used to the microbes that live here, that means that you will stay healthy. That means you won't have to go to the doctor and maybe spend a day in bed. We'd rather that you stay healthy all week and you participate fully in everything. So is that okay? I might recommend that the boiled vegetable in the dining hall and maybe the cucumbers, which have been peeled and sliced. And then you choose if you want to eat salad. Some people say no. Some people say yes. You know your own digestive system. But I'm going to suggest that mostly that you basically stick to this and anything you know has been peeled. And eat just that. Okay? So health is very important. And the part of health is having lots of water. It's hot here. So people dehydrate very quickly. And the sun can dehydrate you also. So if you can drink a liter or two a day, that's a very wise thing. It's good for your body, good for your brain, good for your gut while you're here. At the first sign of trouble in the tummy, or in the breathing or the throat, please come and see me or go directly get your companion to take you to Dr. Deepak in the dispensary. And the sooner the better. And then you're fine and you carry on. Okay, so catch it quickly. Don't play with your health. You only have 7 days to enjoy being here. Don't miss any of them. Okay? Please don't go outside the campus at night. We had bears just the other night. And it's not pretty. So the bears here can be pretty aggressive. Please don't feed the monkeys. They look lovely, but they're incredibly aggressive. And they will take your food, they will take your hat, and they will take... So just smile at them and send them good wishes, but don't invite them to eat your food. Is that okay? Yeah. So don't go outside the campus at night. Please don't go outside the campus unless you're with someone, even in the daytime. And then let someone know where you're going. Okay? How many of you here do not know the companion you have for this retreat? Who has not met their companion yet? Hands up, please. Okay. So can you please come see me at the front before we proceed? Because we want you to have a companion. This is someone you can go to and say, when do I go to the bank? When's the bank open? How do I change my money? Where's the dispensary? How do I get my laundry done? Okay? All of these very simple, basic questions you ask your companion, and they will tell you. Okay? So please come, those that do not have, and we will assign you a companion. Companions who are here, could you put up your hands, please? So look around the room. If you don't have one, you could also adopt somebody who looks good. Yeah, take one of them. These are companions. So we have regular BK students who have come to support you in this retreat. And they will help you in any way they can. Okay? Tomorrow, can I invite all of the companions to meet with myself and Philip? Philip, you can stand, please. Philip is the most experienced companion here. He's been a companion for many, many years. And if the companions, the translators, and those I have asked to be facilitators, if you can meet us tomorrow morning at 9:30 in Meditation Hall, and we will give you up-to-date information about bank and laundry and everything so that you can tell your guests, okay? Because it gets a bit much making announcements from the stage all the time about this stuff. Is that okay? So use your companions. That's what they're here for, okay? name tags. In honor of Sister Margaret Newton, who was the co-creator of this event, I wear her bling thing. I wear her beautiful orange sparkly name tag. I have a very special one. But the rest of you have a very simple, environmentally friendly string, or you have blue companion lanyards. There are many people who would love to join us here in the retreat, especially for meals. But the dining room has been very careful to make special meals for you, and they've made a certain number. But they don't know who are the guests of Peace of Mind Retreat and who are just people visiting who would love to come for a meal. They only know who you are if you have your name tag on. So this is kind of like your passport for entry into all the special places for this retreat. So please wear it every day, okay? And if you see a friend who hasn't got it, make sure they go and get it, because then the brothers in the dining hall know, oh yes, these are the guests. They'll get to know you over the days, but it's important. And it's also important for you to be able to see, oh, that's Judy from Canada, right? To put a name and a face, and you'll get to know everybody over the week, which is very nice, okay? I'm almost done. Are you okay? Is this useful information? Okay, good. So a couple more. Tomorrow morning, please bring your, if you're traveling with a journal or a notebook or a pen, please have it with you at all times. I find that our people say the most wise things everywhere and unexpected moments. So have it with you. In particular, could you bring tomorrow morning to the meditation session? So have it with you, your little notebook, and your pen, please. Thank you. And I think that's it, except for one thing. Already people have asked us, how do you do all of this? What's your business model for this? How do you pay for all of this? You know, we've been invited special to this retreat. How do you do this? I know in the little center where I am in Halifax, Canada, people say, how do you do this? You never seem to need anything. And we say, well, yeah, we don't need anything. There's this feeling of abundance because the Brahma Kumaris operate on the principle of generosity. You give first, and then what you need comes later. It's actually the law of karma. You give first, and then you get. So people have already asked us, how do we contribute? How do we offer? So I'm going to leave you to talk to your companions for the details, the specifics. But I know our guests from Canada have an envelope with them ready. And we will give it, especially on our one of the evenings this week, when we meet Mohini Didi, since she is the head of the organization right now. And it's very royal. We will give it to her in a royal envelope, so it'll never speak of money. But it'll be very royal that we will offer something. She won't touch it, but it'll go into a basket, but she'll take care of it, of the head of this organization. So those of you that would like to prepare something, please feel free. And I'll leave it with your companions to get into the details of that. But just to let you know, those who would like to contribute. And in terms of karma, to cover the costs of our own stay is a very important thing to do. So I'll let your companions speak to you further about that. So that's how we do it. We just give, and then it comes. And then we give more, and it comes. So I think that's about it for me for tonight, is it? Am I missing anything? I know Frank will make more announcements tomorrow. So with that, any questions, you can please ask your companions, okay? Or come and see me after. I think we're going to get ready for gifts. Yeah, we will get ready for gifts now. So, about the gifts. Usually we give a shawl on the first night. We've discovered it's very hot here, and we're going to save the shawl until we meet Mohini Didi. So you'll get a special shawl from her. Tonight, though, you will come up on stage, you will leave your shoes below, and you'll come up on stage, and you'll come in front of Didi and two others. And from one, you will get a special sweet. We call it toli, so a sweet for the mouth. You'll get a special sweet that's been cooked in meditation, cooked with a lot of love for you. And you will receive a special blessing, which has traveled all the way around the world in a big box to come to you tonight. And these are very beautiful. And it will be something about you that maybe you already know, or maybe you don't know, but this week will reveal to you. And they're all different, and they're all special. So you'll get a special blessing or a good wish card. And then you will get something that also traveled all around the world to come to you. We are celebrating 25 full years of Peace of Mind this year. We missed a couple of years due to COVID, but overall, we've had 25 full years. And one of the guests from a couple years ago said, I love this so much, I want to give a gift back. So she asked a friend of hers from Rajasthan, who's a jewelry maker from Rajasthan, if she would make a special bracelet for each of you this year. Isn't that lovely? So these have a special message. And I'm going to cry because it's a bit silly. I know. Sorry. This retreat changed her life. And I know the effort she went to make these available for you. And I don't know why that touches my heart, but it's a happiness crying. It's a happiness of joy that somebody who doesn't even know you wants you to have these.
During Peace of Mind, you will go through a lot of tissues. So Judy has started the trend. So beautiful, Judy.
So anyways, thank you for that. So I know how pleased she'll be, but it's representative of something very special. And it's the legacy of this retreat. So we're going to play some beautiful music. Give us a minute, please, just to set up here for you. And then if you can take your shoes off, and if you can come up in silence, and just hold the silence. Yeah. Okay. So traffic control will be at 7:30. Give us 3 minutes of to set up. We'll have a little meditation, and then come in silence. Thank you, Didi. Okay.